Traditionally, the British middle-aged woman has said goodbye to the wild days of her youth and lives at a more relaxed pace, spending her evenings with the family before putting on her slippers and heading off to bed. These middle-aged women, on the other hand, are more likely to be putting on their skimpiest clothes and heading out to a nightclub. Some of them are single, some are mothers, some even grandmothers. But all of them are feisty, fun-loving, and they're not afraid to speak their minds.
I don't want to dress how a 41-year-old should dress.
For these women of a certain age, a midlife crisis is deciding whether to put on some saucy stilettos or a pair of naughty knee-length boots.
I've been 32 now for many years, and I intend to be 32 for many more.
To understand their lives and their clothes, Trini and Susanna will have to dress like sex bombs and live like sex bombs, and then perhaps try to change the sex bombs.
I won't change the way I dress for anyone.
It's just 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but inside this big top, a group of sexy sirens are already preparing themselves for a girls' night out. Trini and Susanna have got an invitation to join the party, but haven't been told who their hosts are, or that the dress code isn't quite what they're used to. The sex bomb look is all about lots of leg, lots of cleavage, and lots of permatan skin. Trousers are out and skirts are in. The shorter, the better. Heels are obligatory, and the head-turning look is topped off with loud makeup and chemically enhanced hair. Trini and Susanna's ultimate challenge is to transform these fun-loving females from brassy to classy.